me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car and drive away. Hit me with your car.
The Corolla killed crippled Kenny.
Go on and hit
the Corolla
me with
killed
car.
Crippled Kenny. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hit
yeah,
me
yeah,
with
yeah,
your
yeah.
Car.
The Camry crippled
and
Kim.
Drive away.
The Camry crippled Kim.
Hit me with your car. Go on and hit
Ha-hum.
Me with your car.
Ha 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 hum. The Corolla
car.
Killed crippled Kenny. The Corolla
away.
Killed crippled Kenny. The Camry killed Kim. The Camry
car.
Killed Kim. The Camry
Go
killed Kim. The
your
colorful
car.
Corolla collided with the Camry to kill Kim and cripple Kenny. The Corolla and the Camry collided to kill Kenny and cripple Kim. I just wanted to share some words from our dear friend Adrian at the Denver Streets Partnership. They've been leading a lot of the work in Denver around this topic, and I appreciate them. You can find a roadway report map on their website. She sent an email, and I just thought this was very salient, so I wanted to share. Last year, 93 people were killed on Denver's streets. Almost half were people driving or in cars. Almost the entire other half were people mowed down, clipped, or slammed into a nearby hard surface by someone driving. 18 were left for dead by the person who hit them. I know that language is a little graphic, a little hard to hear. However, each one of those people was someone's family member, friend, or neighbor, and the way their life ended needs to be faced to be fixed. I just think that shit slaps. Corolla crunched the Camry, courteously, six-lane road. The Corolla killed Ken. The Corolla killed Kenny.
The
Corolla
killed Kenny.
You've been rolling for minutes, I take it. You've been rizzing up the guest, rizzing up the sweet, sweet listener.
The Camry crippled Kim. The Camry crippled Kim. The Camry crippled Kim.
The government wants you to live inside. The government wants to email your wife. But you're not gonna let him.
The Camry and the Corolla collided, killing Kenny and crippling Kim. The Corolla and the Camry collided, killing Kenny and crippling Kim.
Say, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I got you some good content that you could decide what to do with for the first little chunk of time there. But welcome back, listener, to another installment of Are You Into Bus Stuff, the only comedy podcast about dying in traffic.
It's the only podcast for people severely addicted to internet pornography. My name is Ben Carnero.
I mean, a lot of podcasts, I think, are for those people. But my name's Lucas Riley, and you're getting right at the central debate. If this is your first time tuning in, really the central debate and conceit of the podcast is whether it's about dying in traffic or for gooners.
Yeah, it's sort of hard to explain. Brand is hard, man. Brand is hard. You know, I probably give myself too much credit. There were some good high profile traffic deaths this week. It's been about 2 weeks since we've podded.
Yeah. I've seen quite a few interesting things occur in my town. Yep, lots of interesting fatalities. So, you know, map's still up and running.
Yeah, the map is up. Yeah, lots of news in Death Map, even though we haven't really been working a lot on it.
I mean, if you build it, they will die.
Yeah, it's true. What's up first? What did you wanna jump in, or you want
to?
Yeah,
I can kick us off. Yeah, I just wanted to pour one out for a gentleman in our community here in Denver that died. His name was Jerry Goldberg, and he lost his wife a couple years ago. They were leaving their house exercising together. His wife decided to take a new route on her run, and she got careened over by a vehicle and killed. He really took this hard, and he petitioned the city to put a stoplight at the intersection where she died. And a couple weeks ago, Jerry died at the same intersection that his wife died, for the same reason. A car ran him over. And
I guess we got to pull it up.
What'd you say?
I guess we got to pull up the intersection.
Yeah, I got it. I got it up. It's the corner of Bellevue and Franklin. And this, I have to tell you, listener, is like the part of town where a lot of the like Broncos football players have houses. Like, this is a rich part of town. But at every corner, at every edge of this vast sort of like sprawling hilly area that's full of, you know, really nice estates, are like 6-lane roads that cut off the neighborhood from the rest of the world. And Ben, do you see on the intersection the red stop signs? Or not stop signs, the red, of course, the red street signs? So at the corner of Bellevue and Franklin, you'll see that the street signs are red. And that's a sign that you are in this part of town. And I used to make a living knocking on people's doors, asking them to consider buying windows. And it's nice work. Nice work if you can get it. If you ever saw those red stops, the street signs, you knew that you were going to get the cops called on you for soliciting, and you were going to get escorted out of there.
What does that red mean? It means private?
It means that you are in Cherry Hills Village, which is a rich enclave. It's a neighborhood that has quite a bit of power. I don't know if it's a city, but it's not Denver.
Yeah, I guess people just fly down this street.
Yep, and then they take a turn into the neighborhood, going the speed that this street insinuates that they can go, and they just wreck people.
Oh,
and so,
geez.
You know, this is right where his wife died, and you know he followed her to the up on angel's wings up to heaven.
Yeah, you can't say like, oh well, he wasn't paying attention. You know, it's like. It's exactly where my wife died.
you think I fucking think about it. Look both ways.
It would be impossible to forget.
I mean, I guess it's not impossible that he just wanted to be with her so bad that he knew he had to go sacrifice himself.
That's sad. I mean, this one, that's even almost too sad to joke about. You know, you get to live in your nice little neighborhood, and then the moment you got to do something that's like 2 miles away, you're like, you face this danger every time.
It's too sad to joke about.
Let's pull
I'm
up
Ben.
Roadway Report Colorado.
Roadway.report/Colorado.
Let's see if there's a lot of serious collisions at this intersection. I mean, there's at least one fatality, right, that we would know of. It's Bellevue and what?
Franklin.
I think this illustrates that it can be kind of hard to find things on the death map. There should be like a better
search interface.
We need the Google one. Like, yep. It needs to just be the Google search, which gives you coordinates, and then we plot those coordinates on the death map. Bellevue and Franklin. I don't actually see the death. I don't see the wife's death. I mean, it could be that she died in 2024. What year did she die?
I believe she died. His wife was killed in 2024.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so she's just not on this specific map. But the feds should publish 2024 soon.
Yep, when we do, we'll populate the obituary and everything. But yeah, pour one out for Jerry and his late wife.
Yeah, man, this is crazy.
Yeah, and he literally was an affluent member of an important community, you know, so to speak, in his neighborhood, one that has money and that the politicians listen to because they all vote and they all wield their heft of wealth. And even he could not stop tragedy from striking again. Even a well-meaning, you know, loving husband couldn't make anything happen here. So, you know, we gotta take back the streets. We got to hold hands and embrace each other and take back the streets. Tomorrow, I don't know when we'll get this published, but on 3/11, there's quite a bit of action going on in Denver. They're going to do a die-in at City Hall. Mayor Johnston said some really stupid things about the Alameda project recently and, you know, is essentially just happy with allowing 93 people to have died in his city at the hands of our roadway fatality crisis. 93 people in Denver died last year, and he's really offhand saying, oh well, you know, it's all right, you know, status quo, everything's fine. So a lot of action. You can also report some danger areas by calling 311. The Denver Streets Partnership has a good guide if you want to do that. You can visit their website as well if you want to join the die-in. I mean, this might get published after the fact, but got to let them know that we're here and that we will not accept this many people dying due to this problem that is easily resolvable.
Bro, she died or he died before we could even put his wife on the death mat.
Yeah. As a family, they're really contributing to the cause of our business.
It's like, Jesus Christ. It could happen to you. It could be your gay wife. And then it could be you. Man, that's a good car crash. Talk to me about car crashes. There's a die-in. Okay, let me do one. So, did you guys hear about the teacher whose house was getting TP'd, and then the students who were pranking him accidentally ran him over and killed him?
Yikes!
I don't really know the details. I guess he was like chasing the kids, but then he got run over. And the kids got out and like tried to save him. But.
Widow begs court to drop charges after teacher killed in prank gone wrong. And then it's a photo of like the most milquetoast white guy you've ever seen.
That sucks, man. He was a good dude.
Oh, wow. Hughes, a father of two, was not approaching the students angrily and was rather looking forward to catch them in the act, Laura said.
It was an act of glee turned into an act of terror. All because of cars. All because you refuse to get on a scooter.
No, I need my car. I need it. Please? Please, could I have my car? I promise I operate heavy machinery. I promise I can operate heavy machinery.
This is so good. He's not approaching them angrily. He's looking forward to catching them in the act. However, as Hughes made his way over there, he tripped and fell into the road, which was wet from the rain, and was run over by Wallace's pickup truck as he tried to escape. Wallace faces up to 15 years in prison. This is a terrible tragedy, and our family is determined to prevent a separate tragedy from occurring, ruining the lives of these students, Laura said. This would be counter to Jason's lifelong dedication of investing in the lives of these children. So sad.
My straight son will have a pickup truck.
But it's like, no one is mad at the kid. No, not even his wife.
No. We've prosecuted people for school shootings. We've given parents, the United States has given parents criminal sentences for not raising their kids properly and causing them to do school shootings. So why should it be any different for car violence? If your kid runs someone over, you're going to face the consequences. My straight son's going to have a Toyota Tacoma, and my gay son's going to have a Honda Fit.
If we ironically advocate for, like, car-based school shootings, you know what I mean? Like, the first Columbine. And then it happens. Is it our fault? Like, cosmically?
Some call that prophecy, baby.
Legally? I didn't choose to be a prophet.
Exactly. I just...
But it's clearly only a matter of time until a troubled teen drives his Ford Bronco into his high school.
Yeah, and we've been begging the world to fix this problem. That's the aim of all of our work, is to not do that. And our satirical take on the matter is that it would be good.
Because we make a dollar... For every point on the map, we make $1.
Exactly.
That's a roadway report guarantee.
Yes.
So
if that happens, that kid's our hero. You know what I mean?
Yeah. School shootings are gay. It's all about, what's it called when you do a niece? What's it called when you 9/11 someone with your car?
Mazda massacre, motor vehicle massacre, car crash conundrum.
This is a really good question. If you have a good word for it, what? This is really hard to describe, but everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about.
When somebody, like, drives over a bunch of people.
Right.
Yeah.
When you Grand Theft Auto it, I feel like that's probably closest.
Well, it's funny. It sort of differentiates the way that a car and a gun work, because a gun, you shoot, and that is sort of its purpose. And shooting is, like, the intention often of shooting is to kill, right? And in the car, the only verb we really have is driving, and we can't call it a school driving, because we don't associate the word drive with kill the way that we do shoot with kill.
Oh, but boy, does it kill.
Oh, baby.
It could even kill your gleeful teacher who's just so eager to be pranked. What the fuck, bro? Okay, my downstairs neighbor, like 40 minutes ago, I was just getting back from a bike ride, and my downstairs neighbor said that he found his dad on the death map. Or not on the map, I guess. He found his dad in the database in 1985.
Whoa.
He said he left a comment. I'll pull it up.
That's amazing.
If you go to roadway.report/comments, you can see all the comments on like a unified page. This was my father that got killed at age 35. He was wearing recumbent skis. What are recumbent skis? Also, holy shit, there's like 100 comments since I last checked.
I know, holy shit. I think that, what was it? Recumbent? What was the skis? Where is it?
Yeah, what is a recumbent ski?
I think recumbent is a synonym of...
Oh, it's like a recumbent bike, but you're sitting on the pair of skis.
He was sitting down skiing.
Yeah, I've never seen that in the flesh. I've seen my share of recumbent bicycles.
Condolences for your grandfather and your loss, Philip Hart. Oh my god, roadway.report/comments is popping off. Good job, y'all. I assume that this is the Gooner Army at work.
Well, this is just people who visit the website. I don't know if they self-identify or not.
Los dos. I think
as gooners.
I think that the circles are concurrent. I think they fully overlap.
Yeah, man.
I like the most.
Number one was not Hispanic.
I love the most recent comment that just says unsure.
Until the firefighters could cut us out of our vehicle, they pulled us out through the roof. I owe those firefighters and police officer my life. God bless them. Holy shit. 1978. There was a 7-year-old girl. That might be her. Who's leaving the comment. It's also a 28-year-old male and a 27-year-old female survivor. The male driver in vehicle 2 was under the influence of alcohol and hit vehicle 1 while driving 70 miles an hour. He was distracted by the passenger, who was his girlfriend. His wife was at home. I was the 7-year-old passenger in vehicle 1. I was trapped in the vehicle and my dying mother until the firefighters could cut. I had hypothermia, a broken collarbone, and a concussion with glass embedded in my scalp. We won the court battle because he had been drinking and murdered my mother. Wow.
We won the court battle because he had been drinking and murdered my mother.
Every point on the map is one of these stories.
One of the comments just says, I still miss him. Oh, man. You gotta go to the roadway.report/comments, listener.
I gotta add a little map to the crash details page. It's tough. I gotta figure out how to improve the map. It's hard to know what to prioritize.
Honestly, flipping through the comments might give good guidance. I think this is an important part of what Roadway Report is good at, which is telling us the story of the violence of the system at large. I've been reflecting on this a lot, and like, yes, I love the detail that the map can drill down to, and I love that it's helpful for researchers and useful as just a tool at a glance to decide like where to cross the street. but it also, like, at a glance is like, and zoomed out, is a testament to the fact that our transportation system is a system of rivers of blood. And I think that, like, that visual part of the storytelling and, like, the storytelling that is embedded in these comments, which is the, like, heart-wrenching parts of the violence, are two of the most impactful things that can be shared with people to change their minds on the matter. And so I think that this is, it's worth investing, and maybe it's something that I can try to figure out how to do to make the site more interactable, and to grow this community that clearly exists of people that want to honor their their loved ones who have passed and fight a system that is broken.
So there was this, the guy, so the incident that killed my neighbor's dad, he was 35 years old. It was 7:10 a.m. in Bernalillo County, Bernalillo, oh geez.
Or Bernalillo, I mean, I don't know what they call it.
I thought it was New Mexico.
Yeah.
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
Gibson Street in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Wow. EMS got there 8 minutes after. Oh, no. They were notified 8 minutes after. They arrived 13 minutes after he was hit. It doesn't say how, but there's two vehicles involved. It looks like there was like a head-on collision in the road. And I don't know what. Let me see. Gibson Street, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
We should have links to like donate to firefighters.
I mean, this street is horrible, but I don't know if it's the same Gibson.
Somebody commented, "Can you tell me the name of the pedestrian?" And then listed their email address.
I wish.
I mean, maybe we could figure it out. I'm gonna see if I can figure this one out. Crash number 1984310127. July 31st, 1984, 1 p.m.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry to my neighbor. I can't find any other information about your dad. It doesn't really say much other than the type of cars. And all it says is Gibson. It doesn't say street or boulevard or road or anything.
Can you reference its location on the OpenStreets map and see if you can identify?
Well, no, it's not like geolocated. It's one of the older.
Oh, I see. Is there no geodata for that data set?
There's no geodata for anything before 2001.
Wow, but yeah, I'm like blown away by the comments section here. So thank you if you're a listener out there and you've accessed the map and added this this detail to it. Thank you. You're definitely a part of this. It's awesome.
Okay. I just wanted a little some housekeeping for Ben and Lucas. I got a... The state of Georgia sent me a form that I got to fill out for requesting transportation data, but it looks like they're probably going to give it to me, so stay tuned for that.
Georgia.
I'm going to link the iTunes and Spotify and shit from our website, because I'm a fucking idiot for not doing that. That's on the to-do list. There's a grad student. There's like an undergrad who wants some data. I need to run some queries and send that to her. So stay tuned if you happen to be listening out there. I need to amend my taxes because I forgot to report one of my employers. I'll put the comments page in the menu. That's a good one.
Yeah, comments page in the menu, definitely.
Oh, and then we have a check. We have a check we can't cash.
Excellent. That's, I knew that would happen.
That's the big news is... I told them to make out the check to Roadway Report, and we don't have like a bank account. We don't have a DBA, LLC, LGBT. we can't.
WWE, MDMA.
We don't have any way to deposit a check made out to Roadway Report.
I don't want to talk about this on the podcast. I'd like you to cut this.
DBA, BBL, GLP-1. I'm on that Ozempic. Speaking of people who should take Ozempic, drivers.
Take Ozempic and drive your car. You're a healthiest man by far.
We do a lot of body shaming on this podcast ever since our seminal episode, Fatty Murders Child.
You do a lot of body shaming on this podcast.
But what is fatter than weighing 3,000 pounds? That's what I want to know. And what's crazy is that they're still getting fatter, right? Like, driving mm-hmm. makes you fat.
Even the skinny ones. Even the ones taking Ozempic.
Driving makes you fat and weak and atrophied, right? Because you're not moving. And then it wasn't enough to weigh 3,000 pounds. Now they want to weigh 5,000, 7,000, 9,000 pounds. There are trucks out there that are, like, 1,500 pounds short of being a commercial vehicle.
Now with electricity.
What's the deal, man? What's the deal? What's fatter than that? That's what I want to know.
There's nothing that we do that takes up more space or volume on a daily basis than at a personal level than driving our cars. But baby, we love that oil. We love that oil. Oink, oink. Can I have some oil?
Give me some oil. Give me some oil.
I saw the bombs that rained down in Tehran that hit the like oil storage facility, and I thought about Suncor out north of Denver, which is our oil refinery, and how the Armageddon would look the same if it happened right up there. And yeah, we're all just piggies oinking for oil.
Yeah, man. I do relish in rising gas prices.
It's kind of exciting. People are like, oh my God, I might have to take the bus.
I hope it gets to 100. That's my price target.
$100 a gallon.
$100 a gallon. Yeah, it would make them think about driving a 9,000 pound car. I mean, okay, I just want to do some calculations.
We could have $100 a gallon gas and free beer. Like that would be, that economy would function. Free beer, free sandwiches, free healthcare, carnivals in the park, Renaissance fairs, whatever you weirdos are into. Carl creamed Karen with his Corolla. I used to have a podcast, buddy. I used to have a podcast.
Well, I'm here. This is good. I'm just trying to get this spreadsheet right. That's why
you. But now all he cares about are spreadsheets. The wife is dead.
Okay,
map,
here we go.
And I'm a cow.
So, let's just say you are a guy on a bike. You're going about 15 miles an hour. You have a certain amount of kinetic energy.
Oh yeah, I'm hot.
So let's just say you're at like really fat, and you weigh 500 pounds.
Hell yeah.
You'd
go blasting down the hill. You'd be going so fast.
Yeah, but if you're going like 15 miles an hour, you only have like 2-3 times as much kinetic energy and propensity to cause harm. Let's say you're in a Toyota Camry going 15 miles an hour. You have 15 times as much kinetic energy. Now, a Toyota Camry going 30 miles per hour, it has 60 times as much kinetic energy as a cyclist. So, like, a Toyota Camry going, like, a fairly reasonable pace.
A pace that you wouldn't, like, immediately turn over your shoulder and be like, fuck you.
Has, like, 60 times as much propensity to kill as a cyclist, right?
If there's a one-to-one relationship between kinetic energy and capacity to kill, which I feel like is a pretty good measure.
It's a good proxy, right? It's got predictive power.
But daddy, what if you're driving your truck?
So, yeah, okay, let's just say your car weighs 8,500 pounds.
Daddy, I want to take the truck.
And you're going 30, if you're going 30 miles an hour, you're 170 times as deadly. And then let's just say you're in the truck and you're on the freeway going 75. You have over 1,000 times or three orders of magnitude as much kinetic energy.
Daddy, kill that bum with
and
your
that
truck.
Is that, that's that sweet spot, right? It's where you get into that 400, 500, 600 range of times as much kinetic energy where you really start to see a lot of these crashes.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a 500X on the video game you're playing, like, come on, dude. Like, that's not fair.
But let's just say, what about an e-bike? So, like, maybe they weigh 250 pounds because the bike is heavy. And then they're going 25 miles an hour.
Well, if the bike is heavy and they are also heavy, I think the whole rig could easily weigh 350, 400
pounds. Let's just call it 300 pounds. Let's call it 300 pounds, and they're doing just under 30. I've seen e-bikes do about that speed.
How fat is he?
That's still only four times as dangerous as just like regular person riding a bike. Right.
And four times as dangerous. That's a lot. That's pretty dangerous.
But okay, like a Toyota Camry going 15 is still three times as dangerous as that.
Right.
And a Toyota Camry going 30 is like 20 times as dangerous.
And this is fundamental, I think, to the car brain phenomenon, which is that if you are driving carefully, you're not going to hurt anyone because you're actually being safe. You're being safer than that person out there riding their e-bike. And you think that that person riding the e-bike should wear a helmet, which will assuage your feelings that they are doing something unsafe, when in reality, it is you that is doing something unsafe. And the math just doesn't add up to support the car brain worldview.
If you drive an F-150 on the freeway, you might as well be Hitler.
Yeah. You may as well be, like, eating your, you know, using an AR-15 as a fork.
I leave the house with a 20-pound vehicle, right? And you leave the house with an 8,000-pound vehicle.
Well, and that fat ass.
Oh, that big old butt.
20-pound bicycle and that 20-pound dumper.
So I just wanted to draw attention to the fact that when I talk about the fats, I just mean, what I'm trying to say is driving makes you fat as fuck. Like, let's be real, most Americans are fat because they only drive, right? It's a culture of sedentary lifestyle. It's a culture of convenience. It's why we're fat. Like, the food is delicious. We have money, and we
don't leave the house except in our cars,
except in our chariots. We, in order to sit, the act of simply leaving the house requires the power of hundreds of horses, and it requires thousands and thousands of pounds of metals and polymers.
Oink, oink, and, oink, give me some polymers.
And computers and like an internet connection and a stereo. And it's like, it's just so cucked to be so deep in the consumer economy that you don't leave the house. It's deeply cucked.
And you feel like you conquer the world in your vehicle, but you never actually contact the world. You're not actually making an impact. You're just taking up valuable public space in an extension of your home, like a little baby, like a fella in a Wally chair, you know? So get on your bike, strap up your shoes, go for a little walk down the street. Look both ways, especially if it's where your wife got killed.
You could ride your bike as fast as you can, like as fast as you can, straight at a person. And I don't know if it's as, I mean, you'd probably hurt them, but.
You probably hurt them and yourself, but the chances of death, it's not like a sure thing.
There's like, that's one of the parts of it is that it's sort of like an equal chance of harm, right? Like if somebody comes at you on an electric scooter, you can punch them in the fucking face and like you can both go down in pain and like they're sort of as vulnerable as you are. That's definitely not true when someone's in a Dodge Ram or a Honda Accord. There's an inequity. There's an imbalance.
Donald dismembered Donnie with a Datsun.
If I rode my bike as fast as I could, I would have the same kinetic energy as a Toyota Camry going 9 miles an hour.
So I think that's our speed limit. I think we capture all the cars using advanced technology. We control the car's brains and we don't allow them in the urban area to go faster than 9 miles an hour.
And this is me at 200 pounds and 35 miles an hour. That's kind of like the fastest I've ever gone.
If you went to an amusement park and they allowed the ride to potentially kill you, like, it's just common sense that in our urban environments, we should limit the kinetic energy around us. And ensure that it is not great enough to murder us every day.
There's these guys on YouTube who top out at like 50 miles an hour. These guys are pretty skinny because they're like cyclists, right? They're like semi-pros.
Yeah, and they're like aerodynamics maxing.
No, but so let's just say they weigh like 170 and they weigh 50 pounds, they would have the same kinetic energy at max speed as a Toyota Camry going 12 miles an hour. Yeah. Still less.
Okay. Well, then we can set the speed limit in our new cities to 12 miles per hour.
But it's just worth considering,
on the fast roads.
What about how much does a motorcycle weigh? Like 1,000 pounds?
I think probably that's a good average. I'm sure some weigh less. I bet some weigh more.
But so then
I bet it's above the median. I don't really know. That's a guess.
So yeah, a motorcycle doing 55 has 70 times as much kinetic energy as like a normal cyclist. So that's why you see pedestrians get killed sometimes by motorcycles. It's pretty rare, but it does happen.
Yeah, I mean, the engine is a heck of a thing.
That is interesting. So yeah, the fastest cyclist in the world has the same kinetic energy as a Toyota Camry going 12 miles an hour. I think that is pretty important to note.
Yes.
And that is still two orders of magnitude less kinetic energy than a truck on the freeway.
Can you give me, and you may have given this earlier, but can you give me one more time what our like heavy, what if it's a family? What if it's someone on their cargo e-bike and they have their two kids as well with them on the rig, as well as like some groceries. So they're like weighed down. Let's say they weigh 600 pounds. Is that too much? 500 pounds?
400. Because the bike is 100 pounds. The bike is 100. The adult is, okay, let's just say it's a big adult. The adult is 250. Kids weigh another 150?
That's, yeah, I think that would be the largest kids.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it, dude. It's America.
Yeah.
Let's just say it's a 500-pound family going, I don't know, dude, no one is going to gun it with their kids on the bike. 20?
That's true.
Going 20 miles an hour?
And that's, I mean, the cargo bikes usually don't go too much faster than that. Yeah, but what if I got whacked by super mom trying to just go as fast as she can with her kids who are getting too old to ride the e-bike with her? Like, that's why they weigh so much, is because they're getting old, right? And, like, she's just trying to go. She's going through the motions. She's a busy mom. She's got six other kids at home. And she's just, like, gunning it. And she's going 20. And they weigh 500 pounds. What is the kinetic energy comparison to the Toyota Camry?
Oh, 8 miles an hour.
So a little safer than you at your top speed?
Me at my top speed?
Yeah, you said a Camry at 9 miles an hour would be the equivalent of you at your top speed.
Yeah, I'm a little more dangerous. I got a few pounds on me.
Watch out.
Yeah. I don't think I did 35 miles an hour
today. So for all the rhetoric out there that's like, oh, these e-bikes are scary and bad, it's like, yeah, don't be an asshole. Don't ride like a jerk. Don't ride really fast near a bunch of like people in the park. I hate it when people do that. But that person is still being way safer than anyone driving their Toyota Camry.
I'm looking at the impact formulas. It's the change in energy over stopping distance, or it's momentum over duration of impact. It's the change in momentum over the duration of the impact. Impact is what is more or less directly correlated with injury and death.
The scientist opts for better formulas.
Well, yeah, so it's like you could argue that danger is roughly correlated to KE or to momentum. The only difference being that velocity is squared in the calculation of kinetic energy, and velocity is not squared in the calculation of momentum. And the kinetic energy equation is adjusted for stopping distance, and the momentum equation is adjusted for the time in which the change in momentum takes place.
Is there like a swag or like a panache component?
Yeah, I've got swag. I was showing, Lucas and I got together last week, and I was showing him how to walk with swag. I was showing him how to move through the world, you know. I was showing him how to make people think you've got drip, drippity drip drop.
You want people to think you got swag.
You want people to think you've got swag, aura, panache. Watch this. It's all about the gait.
It's all about the gait. You want people to say, hey, who's that guy over there? He really looks like he's got it going on. It's all about the gait.
I bet his balls hang past his mid-thigh.
It's all about the gait.
Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about that. Bikes don't really kill people. There was a bike-on-bike collision that killed someone in Davis, California last week. So, chalk another one up to bikes.
Oh, gnarly, that's like one of the capitals of biking.
It could very well be the only time a bike kills someone this year, so Write your articles now, CNN, ABC, MSNBC,
QVC,
Disney Corporation. You won't make my children gay, Disney, Walt Disney.
Lori Grenier, Mark
Mickey
Cuban,
Mouse,
Robert Herjavec, I know what
ESPN,
you're up to.
ESPN, LGBT, women's basketball. I can't stand it.
Mr. Wonderful, I know you're rigging women's basketball.
Gooners, do you want to be free? Free to watch women's basketball? And ride an electric scooter right down the main street?
Well, you can. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. You just gotta believe in yourself and leave the house outside of your car.
You just gotta nut up. You don't have to burn oil. You don't have to get a job. You can just goon all day and scavenge.
You don't have to oink for the precious, precious oil. You don't have to oink like a piggy for what they want you to desire, crave. You don't have to be submissive to their evil plans.
Just goon all day, baby. You can be free just like us. You can be free, baby, because this is America, and you don't have to get a job.
You only have to goon and listen to the Are You Into Bus Stuff podcast, the only comedy podcast about dying in traffic. Thanks for joining us for another week. I'm Lucas Riley. You can find me at Blurbanist on some socials or at Lucas's little library. Give us a shout. Write more comments on roadway.report/comments or go check it out. Really heartwarming, heartbreaking stories there. Thank you for being here. I'm very grateful that we get to do this. And thanks for coming along for the ride. Be safe out there.
Listen, Gooners. I'm Gooner McGoober, host of Gooner Wars. And the show wouldn't be complete without a little musical number.
All right.
Play us out, King.
Come again?
Play us out, King.
Yeah, guys. It's been a hard week in traffic deaths.
We got wives dying. We got husbands following them up to heaven. We've got pranksters, we got TP incidents turned wrong, we got 3,000-pound boars barreling down the street. It's a tough world, but we're gonna keep on singing.
Pour one out for that guy.
Pour one out for all the poor souls lost.
You'd be sad if that were your teacher.
Pour one out for our neighbors.
You'd be sad if that were your wife.
For the spouses, for the brothers and sisters.
You'd be sad if that were your beautiful son. So pour one out.
Shout out every person we've lost.
For that guy.
Pour one out. Pour one out and take care of yourself and don't wink for it.
Don't wink for it, pig boy. And don't email my wife. I'm Gooner McGoober. Thanks for listening.
Ta-ta for now.
Hit me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car and drive away. Hit me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car and drive away. Hit me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car and drive away. Hit me with your car. Go on and hit me with your car. Hit me with your car and drive away. Hit me with your car, baby.